72. Wax struggled in the dark waters. Then something erupted to his right. A flash of light, blinding and dazzling, followed by a shockwave in the air and another in the water. For both, he thought he glimpsed, briefly through the omnipresent light, the sight of a figure dulling the wave directly in front of him. A calm terraceman standing tall on the surface of the water with one hand stretched forward. Then darkness again. Wax blinked, his eyes blinded by the blast. Debris rained around him, splashing into the choppy waves. In moments, Wax was struggling to stay afloat. He'd hit the water hard and thought he'd broken at least one leg. Wayne, trying to save his life? That frustrating, infuriating... that wonderful man. "Farewell, my friend," Wax whispered, choking on his emotion. "You incredible, rusting man. Thank you." As the waters grew more choppy, Wax had to struggle harder. He forced through pain, grief, and fatigue to keep himself barely afloat. He burned his steel, then something else. Something deep within, which kept him warm. Despite that, he was lost in darkness, and even the mists kept their distance. With his leg not working, with his coat dragging him down, with the exhaustion of a nation's hopes weighing on him, he felt himself begin to slip, begin to lose his fight with the waters, begin to... What was that? A tiny light drifting closer, small yet unyielding in the mists. It resolved into a lantern? On a small boat? How? The boat motored right up to him, and then a man in a coachman's outfit with white gloves stood up on the deck and reached out to Wax. "Carriage," Hoyd said. "For you, sir."